Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gary's on the line. We've been talking to him all playoffs, so we had to check in with him today. He's been talking to some of the players that were made available after that Game 6 loss. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe is on the Harbor One hotline. Gary, thanks for joining us. The first thing I want to get to immediately, I know most of the starters weren't made available to the media today, but Grant Williams, we saw this poll quote from him. He said that the Celtics were scapegoated, quote, scapegoated at times, and that's a, quote, maturity thing. Can you translate that, Grant, speak for us? Because we were just tossing it back and forth in studio off air trying to figure out what he means by that.
I'm not sure what he means by that. That was kind of a strange quote there. But I do think that the consensus was that they were not as mature. Maturity, experience played a factor, that they didn't know how to handle certain situations, that the Warriors always maintained and kept their poise. They always seemed to make the right play, even though when they didn't play well in game one and didn't play well in game three, they were always able to respond. They allowed the Celtics to kind of, you know, to show their warts. I mean, I think everybody thought that after game one, this was a series for the Celtics to win. But as Draymond Green said, we knew that Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, and Al Horford were not going to combine for 9 to 10 threes. And Marcus Smart, like, we just knew that the water would level. And that's exactly what happened. And it ended up that the Celtics bench did very little at the end of the series. It cost them. Tatum didn't show up. I'm not sure what happened with Jason Tatum. Maybe we'll find out something more. But it was just a lot of factors that led to their demise in this series. And, you know, you can point to the last few minutes of game four is probably where everything just went downhill.
Yeah, Gary, I'm just looking at the headline of your article today in the Boston Globe, and it says, everyone is to blame for how this Celtics season ended. Like, and just reading through it, like, you go through everybody. You go from Brad to Ime to everybody. Like, is that how deep it goes, the way this ended? And why?
Yeah, I think everybody takes blame. I thought that Brad didn't – if you look at the Warriors, okay, the Warriors played 10 guys in the series regular decent minutes, right? They had – little stretches in the game. Iguodala, you know, Bill Jalika, how do you spell his name? Say his name. Otto Porter. They all made plays. And most importantly, like, Poole made plays. Gary Payton made plays. It got to the point where Ime was depending on Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, and Grant Williams. None of those guys could score. And it got to the point where, I mean, if you saw White had an open three and hit the side of the backboard. I mean, they just did not show up, and that's the lack of depth. You have to pad your roster in the playoffs with guys who have been there before. You might have to pay a little more, but you can't have a bunch of guys, G-leaguers, journeymen, you know, Aaron Nesmith, a guy who can't get on the floor, and then Ime looks at his bench and goes, okay, I got to play like seven guys here. So we wonder why Tatum might have been a little tired. We wonder why Robert Williams is wearing down. We wonder why, you know, they didn't play Daniel Tice in this series at all. Like, he looks at his bench, and that's Brad's fault for not giving Ime enough weapons. Now, in terms of Ime, some of the rotations, playing Pritchard and White together in that late first quarter when Golden State made that big run. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was awful because neither of those two guys could score.
And I hated it, Gary. I hated it.
That's the problem. Yes, Megan, we hated it. That's the problem. I mean, you can't run Tatum and Brown out there for 48 minutes, but who else do you have? And that's on Brad, but that's on Ime's rotations. That's on everybody. Certain guys not getting better. Certain guys not stepping up in the clutch. They gave up a lot for Derek White. Okay, Derek White was supposed to be this defender, and he came as a kind of a subpar three-point shooter, but we were told, well, he's going to get a lot of open looks that he didn't get in San Antonio, and we believe he'll knock those down. And he did one out of every four or five games, and he disappeared after game one. Like, you need your seventh man. You see what Jordan Poole did? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need a guy who gets you buckets. Like, you screw the defense all the time. Screw, like, this guy can defend. Like, you need a guy. Basketball is about scoring buckets. Like, and that's what the Celtics need in the offseason. Dudes that can come off the bench and go, oh, I got this. Don't worry. Now, maybe not great defenders, but can get you points. Poole's not a great defender, but you see how he changed the tone of that game last night with some of his shots. And obviously in game five when he hit that 35-footer, I mean, he helped change the series. You need guys like that.
All right, we're talking to a fired-up Gary Washburn of the Globe, and I love it. Gary, you mentioned, we were just talking about that. You know, you need, like, a better Daniel Tice, a better Peyton Pritchard, maybe a better Grant Williams. But how hard will that be for Brad Stevens, and we're getting into it a little bit later, like as far as next year goes, how hard will it be for him, all these guys are coming back, to be able to fit that in, and is it up to Wick to open up that wallet?
Yeah, that's it. You got to be a luxury tax team. You see how much money Golden State spends? Joel Acob said today, I'll spend every last dollar to win a championship. Like, cheap teams don't win titles. You don't win titles with just homegrown guys. It's homegrown guys, and it's also guys that you pluck out of free agency, guys who may play one role, guys who could be leaders. Like, it's hard to build a championship team. And you can, you know, open up the pocketbook and sometimes get lucky, but it's also personnel. It's also dealing with guys who get along, good chemistry. It's also getting guys that might be expensive, but they do one thing really well, whether it is they come off the bench and they hit threes. They can score. The Celtics, the problem in this series, guys, as you guys saw, was they scored under 100 points in all four losses. It's the offense. You know, it's a capable, strong backup point guard to Marcus, a guy that can maybe move Marcus to the two at times and who can help facilitate the offense in the fourth quarter, a guy who can give easier shots to Tatum and Brown. I mean, they need a shooter, a guy who can come off the bench and score. Like, that's what championship teams, you have extra guys. Steve Kerr didn't play Moses Moody or Jonathan Kuminga, two lottery picks because he didn't think they were ready. You know, and they had James Wiseman sitting there, the number two overall pick who missed all year with a knee injury. So they had three lottery picks sitting on the bench, and Kerr didn't play, didn't think they were ready, but they already had enough depth where he didn't need to. Ime Udoka didn't have that same luxury.
Yeah. So going back to Ime, Gary, I'm wondering if you put your professor hat on, if you're Professor Washburn, what grade would you give Udoka in his first finals appearance as a head coach, I should say?
Is strictly the finals, I'd give him like a C plus. I thought he got out coached by Kerr, but I also thought he was limited in his weapons. I thought that there were some certain things they could have tried earlier, and I also thought, guys, that losing that game five when they had Curry at one of his all time worst NBA Finals games, that losing that game by 10 points and getting blown out in the fourth quarter was demoralizing for the team. If you steal that game. They were up in the third quarter, and everything went wrong. I think that took a lot out of them. I think they said, you know what, we know Curry's not going to be that bad again. Obviously, he wasn't. Can we beat them with Curry hitting six or seven threes? And obviously, they couldn't. But I'd give Ime a C-plus on his finals performance. Hey, they won two games. They could have taken it to game seven. It's not like they got swept. But I thought he was outcoached by Steve Kerr.
So last one for me, Gary. Jason Tatum, been talking about him all year throughout the entire postseason. Any idea why he looked so shocked? Was it because he wasn't ready? Was it because of Wiggins? Was it because he didn't hold on, didn't carry the basketball around with him for 2 days straight instead of just one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to figure this out because this is a guy who was, you know, wanted to be considered a top five player. And this year he got voted a top five player, first team all NBA. And this is a series he, you know, he has to thrive in. You know, this is, you know, if it's not his best numbers, okay. You know, he had nice little 27 and 10 in game five, but they needed 40 from him. And then to have 2 points in the second half, I mean, 2 points in the second half of a, like, he's got to go and do some soul searching and obviously get help. He played with Team USA. He took a little break after that, and he got right into the season. Dayton's probably exhausted, even though he's only 24. You know, young guys get tired too, I guess. So he's got to take his time, get his game together, watch the film. What did Golden State force you to do? Go left. They know you don't like going left. Work on going left. Work on jumping off 2 feet. Work on the mid-range. All those little things you thought you had. You know, I mean, Chris, you play professional sports, and Lou, too. This game, it's humbling. You think you have it all figured out, and it ends up you have nothing figured out. The Golden State Warriors have humbled the Celtics, and maybe that will motivate them to be even better next year.
Well, let's hope. And, Gary, thank you so much for joining us all playoffs long.
Thanks, Gary.
It's been awesome. Hopefully we'll talk to you even more in the future. That's Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe, our Celtics insider, our Celtics expert.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.